our mind on being blessed instead of being a blessing. Hallelujah. But David was so excited. He was so full. He wasn't thinking about being blessed. He was thinking about blessing. God, how can I bless you? How can I praise you? How can I honor you? How can I magnify you? How can I lift you up? What can I do to bring honor and bring glory and bring praise to the name of Jesus? He was concerned about blessing the Lord. And you hear me tonight. When you get your mind on blessing Him instead of being blessed, you're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord is going to come down upon you when you just start blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. But Brother Grissom, what do I do when I can't pray? You just start blessing the Lord. What do I do when I feel so low? You just start blessing the Lord. What do I do when I get down, discouraged and depressed and distressed? Just begin to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. David had lost. He was running from Saul for just doing the right thing and the good thing, running for his life. He left his family in a certain place in Ziklag. When he came back with his army, the city had been burned with fire. All of their possessions were taken. Their wives and their children had been taken into captivity, and the people were almost ready to kill him. Everybody was angry with David. Everybody was upset with David. You know what the Bible said? David said he put on an ephod. That's a garment of worship. And he went outside the camp somewhere. And I'm sure he felt just as bad as everybody else. Everybody was blaming him. Everybody was down on him. His family was missing. His possessions were gone. The city was in flames. But David took that ephod and he got out somewhere by himself. And he started blessing the Lord. How blessed the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name, and forget not all of his benefits. When David began to bless the Lord, the blessing of the Lord came, and then instruction came. He said, God, shall I pursue them? The Lord said, pursue, and he said, you'll recover all. Has the devil taken something from you? Has your life missing something? You need to get to blessing the Lord, and God will restore to you what you've been missing. He'll restore your joy. He'll restore your peace. He'll restore your power. He'll restore your relationship. He'll restore whatever's been missing if you will bless the Lord. Not only did David get back what they'd taken from him, he got back everything they possessed. Amen. I'm just telling you, hey, when the Lord starts blessing, he can do it like nobody else can. Amen. I don't know how I can get out of this, Brother Grissom. Let me tell you how. Just bless your way out of it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to put it down on paper. Don't try to get the psychiatrist to tell you what to do. Don't get the preacher to tell you what to do. Just let the Lord tell you what to do. Amen. If you'll get to blessing Him and praising Him and worshiping Him, amen, knowledge will come, direction will come, blessing will come, provision will come. Amen. David started blessing the Lord. Amen. I love what he said here. He said, and forget not all of his benefits. Amen. That's the big deal. And you go sign up for a job, first thing you want to know is, what are the benefits? What are the benefits? How many sick days do I get? How many business days do I get? What's your insurance plan like? How's your retirement? Amen. Amen. And all of the benefits. I want to know about the benefits. Amen. Well, David goes on and he tells us about the benefits. Hallelujah. Oh, I've heard somebody say, serving God, said the pay ain't much, but the retirement is out of this world. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. You know what? I don't have anything to complain about, including the pay. Amen. If you're a preacher and you're complaining about the pay, there's a bunch of fish out there with a coin in its mouth. Just go get them. So if you're not happy with what you got, you have nobody to blame but yourself, go get some more. Amen. God commanded everybody to pay 10%. Is that all right? I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I did. Amen. Praise. Hey, I don't like to hear preachers running folks down to pay their tithes. It bothers me when people criticize their saints. Amen. For not taking better care of them. Well, go get some more then. Amen. Praise God. That's not the preacher's fault. That's not the congregation's fault. If you're paying your tithes, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Amen. If you pay your tithes, give offerings, you're doing exactly what God tells you to do. Amen. Praise God. So if you don't like your salary, go win some more souls. Amen. That's all right, Brother Grissom. You're not preaching to preachers, but it's good for saints to hear it too. Amen. I'm just telling you, God blesses people if He allows them to. God will take care of you. Amen. 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 He has a way of opening the windows of heaven, praise God, to take care of folks. I believe He takes care of the saints of God too. Amen. Praise the Lord. What could I tell you some stories about how the Lord provides? Amen. He's taking care of things just amazing. I knew a man, he needed to put a roof on his house. And we had a special offer at the church, and he felt real impressed to give some money that he'd been saving up to get a roof on his house. He said, but God, he said, I want to take care of the church first. So he went ahead and gave the offering. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right after that, the insurance came by and said, sir, did you know that you have roof damage? He said, well, yeah. He said, I knew that. And they said, well, we're going to put a new roof on your house. It didn't cost him a penny. Hallelujah. They took off the shingles. They said, and then there's some rot going on here. So they took off all of the substructure. They took all of that off, put down new substructure, put on new shingles, made everything just like brand new. He was so excited when he got to church about what the Lord had provided for him. Hey, I'm just telling you, take care of God's business. He'll take care of yours. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, anyway, I got a lot of stories. I don't want to get too carried away here, but I'm just saying God will take care of you if you'll take care of Him first. Amen. Take care of His business. God will take care of your business, and He can take care of your business a whole lot better than you can. Hallelujah. Forget not all of His benefits. First of all, He said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities. That word iniquity, that's a bad word, folks. Amen. He didn't say just your little faults. That's us talking. No, you know, I'm sorry for my faults. You know, our politicians don't lie anymore. Now they misspeak. I'm sorry, I misspoke. No, you lied. Amen. Isn't it amazing? I read a book one time. I thought the title was very interesting. I was a little concerned when I started. It said, whatever became of sin? You know, people don't sin anymore. They just make mistakes, have little faults. Amen. No, there's still sin in the world. And the book went on to define it and tell you what sin is. Amen. Hey, the Bible said, confess your amen. The word that says false there is translated sin in other places. Same word. Amen. What it means is missing the mark. Anybody ever miss the mark? Amen. If you haven't, you're not aiming high enough. If you had never missed the mark, you're shooting too low. You need to raise your standards a little bit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'd a whole lot rather aim for the stars and miss than shooting the dirt. Amen. Praise God. Raise your standard a little bit. Aim a little higher. Amen. Demand some more out of yourself. Praise God. Amen. And so he said he forgives all of your iniquities, your perversities, your sins. Amen. He forgives all of your iniquities. Hey, that's a benefit, folks. I don't know about you, but I need some forgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, the little lady, she had her picture taken. This is back in the days when they did proofs. Anybody remember proofs? They used to do proofs, and you'd get your picture taken, and then they'd show you the proofs. And after the proofs, they'd fix it up a little bit and make a real photo and real portrait and sell it to you. So she was looking at the proofs, and she said to the photographer, she said, "These pictures do not do me justice." He said, "Let me see, lady." He said, "You don't need justice. You need mercy." That's where we are tonight. We don't need justice near as much as we need mercy. Amen. He forgiveth all of our iniquities. My, what a God we're serving here tonight. He healeth all thy diseases. Hey, I still believe God's in the healing business. I still believe God's in the healing. Brother Ferguson, do you believe God's in the healing business? Has he done any of that lately around here? Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. God's still a healer, and he's still healing sicknesses. With his stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God's still healing. Amen. That's one of the benefits of serving the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God's still in the healing business. He said, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction?" I don't know about you, but friend, everybody that's walking the road of sin, they're on the way to one-way road to destruction. I know people that have destroyed their mind and destroyed their body and destroyed their family and destroyed everything about them. But I've got a God that can redeem you from your destruction. There's a God that can deliver you out of every kind of addiction. Amen. He's still in the redeeming business. Hallelujah. He's still buying back that which has been sold under sin and death. Amen. Anybody been redeemed from destruction here tonight? Hallelujah. Praise. That's one of the benefits of serving God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How many lives have been redeemed by the saving hand of Jesus Christ? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for redeeming me, Jesus. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Thank you for forgiving me, Jesus. Thank you for restoring me, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about a God that redeems tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. He redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Oh, he didn't have to do it. He wasn't obligated to do it. Nobody demanded that he do it. Nobody could make him do it. He did it because he wanted to. He didn't go to Calvary because somebody forced him to go to Calvary. The Bible said, "Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich." Hallelujah. He came down to our level because we couldn't get up to his. He became like us so that he could lift us up, clean us up, take us out, make us like him. It's all about him tonight. He did it all, and to God be all of the glory. I don't ever want to forget that I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and it's his mercy that did so. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. It was his mercy that saved you. It was his grace that saved you. Amen. We don't have anything to be proud about tonight. Oh, hear me please tonight. Let's don't be hard on one another. People get hard on folks. They make a little mistake and you want to give up on. Who are you? Who are you to give up on anybody? Has God given up on you? Did you ever make a mistake? Have you ever messed up? Did you want mercy? Did somebody have mercy on you? Amen. God, give us that loving kindness. God, give us that mercy. God, guide and guard our tongue so that we don't defend our brothers and our sisters and hurt them with the things that we say. Amen. People do wrong sometimes, folks. People make mistakes. People sin, if you will. Amen. But don't cast them away. Amen. Gather them up. Take them back to the cross. Hold their hand all the way. Say, we're going to make it, brother. We're going to make it, sister. Amen. I'm not giving up. Hey, I've been here so many times. Amen. But he always welcomes me when I come back to Calvary. There's mercy there. God's loving kindness. Oh, the benefits of serving the Lord. I tell you, there's not a lot of forgiveness in this old world. I hear people talk about hypocrisy in the church. There's a whole lot more hypocrisy in the world. I'm not saying there's not hypocrites in the church. There are. But you hear me. If you let a hypocrite stand between you and God, he's closer to God than you are. Because he's between you and God. So don't you talk about hypocrites in the church. Amen. You go around the hypocrite and you make your way to God. You'll get close to the Lord and you won't be worried about the hypocrite. Amen. That's a cop-out. You know what I notice about people? And I've not been in this thing for over 30 years, 35 years, been preaching. Amen. And what I've noticed about people is when they start getting ready to leave God and backslide, they start looking for ways out. And they start looking for people to blame. And they start looking for things to blame. Hello? Brother Grissom, you sure are preaching good. My, that's some of the best preaching I've heard in a long time. That'll help keep me out of hell and help me get to heaven. When you get an old nitpicky spirit and you start getting a petty spirit and you start letting every little old thing get between you and God and you start letting little old things make you stay out of church and not want to worship and not want to pray and not want to serve God, don't you blame somebody else. It's your own fault. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Amen. My ever excuse under heaven why people can't serve God. You got to make up your mind. Jesus, it's just going to be you and me. And we're going to make it. Nothing's going to come between us. I'm not going to let my preacher between us. I'm not going to let my family between us. I'm not going to let anybody in the church between us. I'm not going to let the devil between us. I'm not let the world between us. I'm not going to let anything get between us. It's you and me, Lord, and we're going to make it somehow. My mind is made up. Amen. Hey, one of the benefits of God is his great mercy and loving kindness. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Tender mercies. Oh, I thank God for his mercy tonight. I'm so thankful to God for his mercy tonight. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the mercy of God tonight. I messed up when I was young on the Christian journey, and I still mess up today. I still make mistakes. I still commit sins and errors, and so do you. We might not want to call them that, but we might as well. Hello. You know, I don't often hear preachers talk about sinning. They talk about making mistakes. Y'all looking a little nervous out there. You're making me nervous. Amen. Hey, gossip's a sin, whoever's doing it. Amen. Praise God. Lying and stretching the truth's a sin, whoever's doing it. Amen. Praise God. Cheating and stealing is a lie, is a sin, whoever's doing it. Lust is a sin, whoever's committing it. Amen. Praise God. I'm just trying to preach a little bit here tonight about the mercy of God. Aren't you glad for His mercy? Aren't you glad for His mercy? Has God ever had mercy on anybody in this house? I think you ought to praise Him for it. I think you ought to bless Him for it. I think your soul ought to reach out and bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Amen. Anybody been fed? Some of you have, I can tell. Amen. Anybody had any good things lately? Amen. I told the hearts on our way down. I said we gotta stop at Lambert's. Anybody ever been to Lambert's? Oh man, you get to Sykes in Missouri, you gotta go to Lambert. Lambert is the home of the Thode Roll. Thode Roll. They come out, and the dining room's as big as this building, one of them. They got about three of them. Huge, huge place. And they come out with this huge cart with large pans of homemade rolls on them. And it don't matter. You can be sitting back there all the way where Brother Robbie is. If you raise your hand, he's going to wind up and he's going to throw you a hot roll. Woo! Boy, you talk about good. Amen. And they walk around and they got lasses and molasses. Amen. They got both. And they got all kinds of stuff. And then you order whatever you want on a good country cooking menu. And then what they call pass-arounds. And while you're waiting for your food, or even after you get your food, they walk around and they got fried okra, and they just get some paper towels put out there and dump them on there. And they got what's that other stuff? Macaroni and tomatoes and they got fried potatoes. And boy, they got all the good stuff. Everything that's not on the diet you ever been on, they got it. I'm talking about he filled my mouth with some good stuff, and I helped him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody any good stuff lately? Amen. The Lord filleth thy mouth with good things. Amen. He'll fill your mouth with kind words. He'll fill your mouth with constructive language. He'll fill your mouth with blessings instead of cursings. He'll fill your mouth with good things. He'll fill your mouth with promises. Amen. He'll fill your mouth with good things. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He'll fill your mouth with good things. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it said, and thy youth is renewed like the eagles. An eagle lives a long time. I read about one eagle that lived to be 104 years old. That's an old bird. And the eagle, and humans too, did you know this? That as long as you live, your teeth grow. And your ears grow. So another 50 years, Lord, I'll have my own shade. But as long as you, certain, if your teeth don't come out, they grow. Amen. And so there's certain things about your body that keeps growing. And the eagle's beak does that. It grows. So, and an eagle's beak gets so big, it gets in his way. And he can't get his grocery like it needs to. So you know what he does? He flies somewhere up on the rocks and he smashes his beak onto the rocks until he knocks it off. And then he grows a new one. Amen. That's what happens when you stick your nose in other people's business. It'll get knocked back in place. But he just goes and he just knocks that old beak off. And he goes through a process while he's doing it. And of course, then he can't eat very well because it's like losing your teeth. And so he has a hard time getting his food and his groceries. And so he starts getting weak and his feathers all fall out. he goes through a process of being real ugly. But as that beak grows and he gets back and it's restored, because he gets a brand new plumage and he looks young again. Amen. And he gets a new beak. Amen. And he's renewed. His strength's renewed. Amen. And you know, now you can get old in this physical body, but you can have a brand new spirit every day. No matter how weak your body is, your spirit, you can be stronger in the Holy Ghost than you've ever been before in all of your days. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, your spirit doesn't age. Amen. Time has no effect on your spirit. Amen. God can make you wiser and God can make you stronger in the Holy Ghost. You know what I believe? I believe God knows that, and the devil fears the prayers of some of these elders around here. He don't want you praying, because you know what prayer's all about. You've brought down some strongholds in your time. Amen. You went over some mountains and been through some valleys in your time, and you're known before the throne of God, and you're known in the hard ways of hell. Amen. And he doesn't want you praying. Amen. I'm saying tonight, he renews you, your youth. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. I think almost every time I preach like this, I think of Sister Ramsey here in Midland. She was a little sweet little lady. And of course, when I was a teenager, everybody was old. But she was in her 70s. I know that. And Sister Ramsey used to get between the front pew and the second pew. And she made no noise. She didn't say anything. She just went. And she'd just run up and down, up and down, up and down. 70-something years. And she'd do that, I mean, until I would have been exhausted. I already am. And she'd just run back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, you talk about strength. Amen. He renews your strength like an eagle. Amen. I'm talking about benefits tonight. Anybody feeling weak? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Don't forget, there's strength in the Lord. There's renewal in the Lord. You can renew your strength in Him. Amen. Then it says He executeth righteousness and judgment. You know what I appreciate about God? He just doesn't know what's right. He does what's right. It's one thing to know what's right. It's another thing to do what's right. But God executes. It means He does what's right. He'll do what's right every time. He never, ever fails. And the Lord executes judgment. Amen. Now, some of us have a little bit of fear of that word judgment, but it just depends on what side you're on. I read about a guy running into somebody's Mercedes-Benz out in the parking lot at church. And the guy saw him hit it, and he just waved as he went by, and he said, "Isn't grace wonderful?" Well, not at the time. The guy wants a little judgment. Amen. Yes, we do. Judgment just depends on which side you're on. If you're the hurting, offended party, and you're the suffering party, you want some judgment. If something wrong has been done against you, you want some judgment. And you want righteous judgment. You want the right thing to be done. Hello? Isn't that right? And God's going to set everything right when He comes. Amen. I said He's going to set everything right when He comes. God knows how to do righteous judgment. That's one of the benefits of serving God. Righteous judgment. Hallelujah. Amen. And I love this. It said He made known His ways. Everybody say His ways. And His acts. I'm glad I know God's ways. And I know God's acts. How do you know that, Brother Grissom? Because of His Word. You want to know God's way? This is it right here. It's in this book. Anything you want to know about God, it's in this book. Praise God. Anything you want to know about living a righteous and a good life, it's in this book. Anything you'll know about going to heaven, it's in this book. Anything you'll know about avoiding hell, it's in this book. Anything you will know about human relations, it's in this book. Amen. His ways are in this book. Amen. It's all in there. Praise God. He's made known his ways. Hallelujah. Now, you know, Jesus said one time, he said, I am the way. He didn't just say, I know the way. He didn't just say, there's the way. He said, I am the way. Amen. You ever ask for directions? Most of us men haven't, but we'll wander around for 2 hours before we ask for directions. Even old sissies do that, you know. Amen. Ladies are smiling. They must have a husband like me. I'm not good at asking for directions. But amen. We had a Garmin. We didn't need directions, did we, Brother Hart? We had one of those GPS systems we were trying to use the other night. And it took me only about 45 minutes to get where 10 minutes should have gotten me. It took 45 minutes to get there and 10 minutes to get home. Amen. Listen to the Garmin. Amen. Garmin was so confused. I think she just couldn't keep up with us. Amen. All of a sudden it said turn left, and I don't know where that meant, because there wasn't nowhere to turn left by the time I got there. It's probably either behind or something. But anyway, we got there eventually. No thanks to Garmin. Amen. But some directions are like that. You ever ask anybody for directions, and they say, well, said you go down here to the fourth red light, and you turn left, you go down to the sixth red light, turn left, turn right, and then you go down to the third red light, and turn right, there's a Jiffy Mart, and you turn right there, and then you go down, and if you pass the such and such church, you've gone too far. And you're like, okay. And you walk out knowing no more than you did when you went in. Amen. I traveled as a missionary for nearly, 4 years, just about traveling on the highway, and I got all kinds of directions. Every kind. So I learned that I'd write down pretty much about, maybe a fourth of what they said. And I usually could get there. Otherwise, I'd get so confused I didn't know where I was going. But just asking for directions. But you know what? If somebody says, you know what? I'm going to get off work here in a few minutes, I'm going to go right by there, so I'll just show you the way. Now that works. Huh? I'll just show you the way. And that's what when Jesus said, I am the way, that's what he said. He says, you walk with me, I'll show you the way. I'm not just going to tell you, but I'm going, not only is he going to take you, but he is the conveyance. Amen. He not only knows the way, and he not only shows the way, but he literally is the way. Let me illustrate that for you. How many want to go to heaven tonight? Take off. Go. What are you doing here? Thought you said you wanted to go to heaven. What are you doing here? Because he is the way. And when the way comes, we're going. Hallelujah. Praise God. But right now, we can't get there. We're waiting for the way. That's one of the benefits of serving God. Then his acts. Oh, the acts of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The good things he's done for us. The doors he's opened that we could never have opened. The things he's provided that we could never provide for ourselves. Amen. All the marvelous things that God has done. Don't forget his benefits. Don't forget. Let's stand together. Don't forget his benefits. Amen. One of the easiest ways in the world to get discouraged is to forget his benefits. And one of the easiest ways in the world to encourage yourself is just to start thinking of the benefits. Somebody wrote a song years ago, said, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. I read a story a few months ago about a missionary. Went on a little missionary tour. He went to
to a leper colony as a part of his missionary tour. And while he was there, he said, anybody have a special song that you'd like for us to sing? And he heard a voice, and it was a lady's voice, and she said, I would like to sing Count Your Blessings. And he turned around, and he saw a woman that had leprosy, and her lips had been eaten away, and her nose was disappearing, and her ears were affected on the side of her head, and her fingers were mostly missing from her hands. And she smiled grotesquely, and she said, could we sing it, Count Your Blessings? Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Somebody asked the missionary, said, I guess you don't sing that song anymore. He said, oh yeah. He said, but I've never sang it the same way. Sometimes we think we got it pretty tough. Amen. But let me tell you, there's folks here that's got a whole lot harder way than some of us. Don't look at your troubles. Count your blessings, the benefits. Don't forget the benefits. Don't forget the benefits. Don't forget the benefits. Amen. Amen. Could we worship the Lord together and begin to thank Him for His benefits? Oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. These things shall be added unto you. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I think we ought to come count some blessings tonight. Anybody want to come down here to this altar, front of this building, lift up your hands, your face, and your heart, and just begin to thank God for His blessings. Just begin to thank God for His benefits. Just begin to tell the Lord how grateful you are for all that He is and what He has done. Amen. Let's just begin to bless Him here tonight.